In a long flight from Hong Kong to New York, the passengers heard the stewardess' calm voice saying that all passengers should remain in their seats. Then, after a while, a calm voice said, "We are expecting a little turbulence. Please be sure that your seatbelt is fastened. We will not be serving any beverages until further notice." Then the passengers could see that they were flying through a storm. Thunder was heard together with a roar of engines, while lightning flashed in the dark every few minutes. Later, the steward announced, "Unfortunately, we will all have to be patient for the storm to be over before we are able to serve the meal." A man sitting next to the girl was scared to death and was experiencing a panic attack. Then the man turned his head and saw that the little girl to him was calmly reading a book. The girl smiled to the man. "Don't be afraid, mister," she said to him. "How can you be so calm when we're flying through a terrible storm like this? Aren't you afraid?" The girl smiled and replied, "Sir, the pilot is my dad, and he's taking me home." If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family, to my existing family. Much love. Thank you, as always, for supporting the show and joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and guys, you know my personal favorite, personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, that just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. The story that was read to you was brought to you by Barry Powell, Inspiring Stories for Presentations. Three things that I hope that you get out of this message today is, number one, go for it. Number two, study the people in your passion. Number three, continue to stay prepared. Again, go for it. Number two, study the people in your passion. Number three, continue to stay prepared. Today's episode is entitled, Do you believe you fill in the blank, whether it's entrepreneurship, marketing, writing, or producer, that you're valuable enough to go to the next level? Do you believe you fill in the blank, whether you want to be an entrepreneur, marketer, writer, or producer, that is valuable to go to the next level? You see, family, when we unpack that story, there's so many things that I probably could go on and go on about, but I want to make sure I stay within. I'm going to scribble out the lines a little bit, if that's okay with you. But see, I was listening to, every morning, I start my day with a workout on the Beachbody. Shout out to Team Beachbody. 30 minutes. And then I transition to the treadmill. And while I'm working out, within that hour, I take the time to have something motivational that I'm listening to. And it inspires me so much because it gives me an opportunity to study the people that I admire and study the people that I want to model what I want to do for my life. And this is something that I've been obsessed with for a long time. And I started studying Kobe before Kobe. And when I started studying Kobe, I was just realizing a lot of, unique factors that really resonated with me. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I want to talk about a story that today I've heard it over many a time, multiple times, but this time today, it really sunk in. And the reason why it sunk in is because of the fact that when Walter Bond talked about his opportunity to make a decision, see, we're all Walter Bonds in our way. Walter Bond, if you don't know, is a motivational speaker. He played in the NBA. I mean, I can go on and on, but I don't want to talk about the man's accolades. I want to talk about his ability to bet on himself, his ability to believe in himself, his ability to trust his father. You see, I'm going to paraphrase here because I want to make it as transparent as possible. He was about to graduate. He had an opportunity to take a job. He told his father, "Hey, I'm going to take this job." His father pushed back and challenged him and said, "Is that really what you want to do?" And again, I'm paraphrasing. If you want to listen to the exact story, please check it out. And he thought about it for a minute and he said, "No." If I could use my imagination, I guarantee you I can think. And he's like, "Well, my father is working and my mother is you know, full-time employee, and you know, how am I going to make it to the NBA? And, you know, why would I want to? I love basketball, but do I love it that much to make the required commitment to take my mind and my body to the next level? Do I want to make that required commitment to move forward? And will I even play? Will I even get drafted?" I can just imagine him just sitting there just nervous, because this would probably be a huge commitment. There are so many people out there that want to go to the NBA and they never make it. So he tells his father, "You know what? I don't want to go work. I'll have plenty of time to go get a job if that's what I want. I want to chase my dreams." And for me, hearing that story again, you know, after many times as I heard it, like I said, it resonated, because I'm like, wow, that's like most of us out here, that we have a decision. And most of the time we choose the safe, comfortable decision because we understand the thing we really want is going to require something more of us that, if we're not ready to give, then we're not going to be able to achieve what we want to achieve. It's that commitment that I continue to tell you guys about. And long story short, basically, he did make the decision to go play in the NBA. And the funniest thing about it is he started, and he said, I hadn't started since my years in high school. So how do you go from high school to college and not even start in your college, in your collegiate career, but then you go to the NBA and you start? That's heavy. So I think about that, you know, with us family, is that when we're thinking safe, and there, now don't get it twisted and don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you have to be practical to a certain extent. Because, see, people sometimes take practicality out of context. They make it seem like you got to do this. No, that's not true. But the whole thing is being uncomfortable. Waking up, for me, I kept hearing Eric Thomas talk about 3 a.m., I get up at 3 a.m. And I'm thinking, it don't take all that to get up. Why are you getting up at 3? Like, who gets up at 3 to, you know, start their day and everything? Like, I'll get up, like, you know, hey, 7, 8, 9, whatever time, you know, I have to get up. And it just kept, I mean, that just kept ringing in my mind. 3 a.m. I said, fine, I'm about to run an experiment. You know, here at the Impact Secret Podcast Show, we always talk about running experiments. So I started on Monday, and it's been challenging, but it's also pushed me. It's pushed me to go after the things that I really want. See, my ideal goal is to be financially in a space where, not just financially you know, in a great space, but also helping other people navigate and find their niche, find their passion, find what they want to do that they can make money. Or what I like is what Eric says is being able to use one of your spiritual gifts to monetize. If you're able to do that by using one of your gifts, your spiritual gifts to monetize, you won't need to work for anybody else. You create your own destination. You create your own revenue. So I ask, do you believe in yourself? You see, I started studying people. I made a decision. I said, okay, 3 a.m. That's what he gets up at 3 a.m. Fine. I get up at 3. I remember Kobe kept talking about it. Kobe says, hey, I get up at 3. I start working out at 4, 4 to 6. And when he started, still wasn't clicking. And I was like, why is this not clicking? Why don't I want to? You know why I didn't want to do it? Because it's uncomfortable. Because I got to be in bed at a certain time. And when that alarm clock goes off, I have a decision to make. Do I want to be the two things that I just said I wanted to be? What I mean by being financially free, as well as helping people find their passion and niche to become financially free. I want to be financially free and help other people. I want to help people so bad to be financially free and grow and create a community of like-minded people that all we're doing is that if I need something that I can go to somebody in the community and give them business and vice versa. That's the vision that I have. So I ask you, why haven't you went for it? What's stopping you? Don't tell me age. Don't tell me you don't have the money. Don't tell me, because there's things you could be doing to go for it. Who are you studying? You say you want to be a basketball player, or you want to be a writer, or you want to be an, who are you studying? Who are you listening to be that person you want to be? How come your decisions are not all based around what you want out of life? Meaning, if you want to be a basketball player, every decision that you make as far as your body, your mind, and everything should be around basketball. You want to be an entrepreneur. All your decisions should be around entrepreneurship. Oh, I know you're working a job. Me too. I'm working a job too. But what are you willing to sacrifice? So if they lay you off, so if they decide to go in a different direction, or you just had enough, how are you getting ready to be prepared? What's your preparation? You see, in the story with the little girl, she was comfortable because she knew who was at the wheel. She was comfortable because she knew that her dad was the pilot. You see, the man was uncomfortable due to the fact that he had no sense of what was going on around him. And I think the turbulence to me is sort of like how life is when you're chasing your vision, is that you know you're making progress when you're starting to get irritated at things that hold no value to you, or conversations that you start tuning out before when you were tuning in. Gossip and things that are not productive no longer really hold no value to you. That's when you start waking up and realize, uh-oh, I'm changing. And that scares some people around you. And sometimes it may even scare you. But what I'm telling you is you have to keep going. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Again, around the three values, go for it. Study the people in your passion. Continue to stay prepared. If you got any comments, feedback, or thoughts or ideals that you want to hear on the show, text me at 251-325-5576. Again, 251-325-5576. I am ED. And this has been the Impact Secret Podcast Show. Thank you for coming out.